Boker Tov, good morning everyone, and good Erev Shabbos. It is Friday morning, and we continue in Kitzur, Shulchan Aruch, Perek, Chav Ches, Halach, and Gimel. We've been learning about the laws of how to properly treat a Sefer Torah, a Torah scroll, and other Torah books. Kitzur writes in Halach, and Gimel, Chayv Adam Linhog Kavod Gadol B'Sefer Torah. A person is obligated to treat a Sefer Torah with great respect and honor. Umitzvah liyachid lo makom, and part of showing that honor is having a special place in the shul or wherever the Sefer Torah is, where the Torah is kept, and to honor that space and to make it very beautiful. We just recently installed a new big beautiful Aron Kodesh at Darchei Noam, Baruch Hashem, a beautiful fulfillment of this halacha, a way of honoring and beautifying the place where we keep our Sefer Torah. V'lo yarok keneged Sefer Torah, a person shouldn't spit towards or in the direction or in front of a Sefer Torah, God forbid. Below Yechol Sefer Torah belumit pachas, and a person shouldn't touch a Sefer Torah without some type of cloth or something in between his hand, his skin, and the Torah itself. That's generally how we keep the Sefer Torah covered. If for any reason the scroll itself needs some adjustment, we use a talus or something in between rather than touch the scroll directly with our hand. Haroa es anosei Sefer Torah, if somebody sees a person carrying the Sefer Torah, whether it's the chazan during davening or someone just transporting a Sefer Torah from point A to point B, tzarich la'amod lefanav, should stand up to show honor to the Sefer Torah that's being moved. Ad sheyachnis haSefer Torah lemekomo, until either the Sefer Torah is returned to its place, probably, presumably, to the Aron Kodesh, or until at least it is out of your vision. If it's being taken to a different room, you can no longer see it. But so long as the Torah is nearby and you can see it and it hasn't yet been returned, should remain standing to honor it. In shul, during the time when the Torah is being removed from the Aron or being returned, it is a special mitzvah for all people who the Torah passes before them, to escort it to its proper place, not just to watch it go by, not even just to give it a kiss, but to actually walk with it and honor it by continuing behind it. Similarly, the person who does Hagba and the other person who does Galila, lifting the Torah and binding it, they also, Yehu Lelavosa, they should walk with the Torah back to the Aron. It's a special way of showing respect, just like if somebody special was in your home, you wouldn't just say bye, you would walk them, hopefully, to the door or even out the door to honor them. So too, or maybe even more so, a Sefer Torah should be escorted in this similar way of respect. Continuing in Halacha Dalet, the Kitzur says, Afilu Sha'ar Sefer Kodesh, not just the Sefer Torah, but even other Torah books, even other holy Sfarim, Imunachim al Safsal, if they are sitting on a bench or on a chair, Asur Leshev al Safsal Zeh, it is forbidden for a person to sit on that same bench. Ela im hasfarim munachim al eze davar shavgavoa lechol apachos tefach. Unless the books are propped up on something, if they're on the bench, but let's say they're sitting on a box or something, that is at least a tefach, that's about 3.5 inches, elevated above the bench. In other words, if there's a chair, you can sit on it, of course, but if there's a sefer on that same chair, you cannot sit on the chair or on the bench next to the sefer, even if you're not, of course, sitting on it. But even just sitting on the same chair that a sefer, that a sitter is sitting on, is considered disrespectful. If a sitter or the sefer is on the next chair over, then that's fine. But if it's on the same chair or on the same bench, that would be considered disrespectful. Unless the sitter or the sefer is elevated a few inches, then it's considered to be on a different plane and you're not sitting disrespectfully on the same bench as it. Again, all the more so, it is forbidden, of course, to put Sfarim onto the ground, God forbid. Lo yaniach adam sefer al birkav, a person shouldn't rest a sefer on his knees with his elbows leaning pressed on the sefer. It's hard to describe exactly what this looks like just through a recording, but imagine a Torah book is open on your knees and you're leaning forward, resting your elbows on it. That will also be considered treating it disrespectfully. In a pressing time where there's nowhere else to sit and you want to sit down, the only place, hard to imagine this, but the only place to sit is a little box or a little ark that has Sfarim in it. So if that's the only place to sit, b'shas adchak, pressing circumstances, you can sit there. V'alim yesh b'sefer Torah aser, but if it has an actual Torah scroll in it, then for sure it's forbidden, no matter what. Manichim chumashim al gamed nevi'im uksuvim, when you have Sfarim, or different books lying around, so certain books have precedence over others. a chumash, the five books of the Torah, must be on top of other Torah books, even Nevi'im or Ksuvim, even books from the prophets or the writings, the other sections of Tanakh. Bechin Ksuvim al gabei Nevi'im, yet when it comes to Ksuvim, that can be on top of Nevi'im. U'Nevi'im al gabei Ksuvim, or Nevi'im can be on top of Ksuvim. Those are considered to be on similar enough of a level that one can be on the top of the other. It doesn't really matter. But a book of Nevi'im or Ksuvim, or really any other sefer as well, a Gemara, a Mishnah, a Medrash, whatever sefer you might have, cannot be on top of a Chumash. And that takes top priority as the written Torah, as the Chumash. That should be on top even of all other Svarim. And certainly, any Svarim should not be placed under something else that is not a sefer. So if it's just a regular book, or even a pen, or just a blank piece of paper, whatever it is should certainly not be on top of not just a chumash, but any svarim, as that would be considered disrespectful. Have a wonderful day, and have a great Shabbos.